All right, now we're going to take a look at a project in Clay Center, Kansas, bringing agriculture and the arts together. Two multimedia performances called Agriculture and the Arts coming this May 2nd, so just about a month away. It'll be their second year of doing the program in Clay Center, Kansas. And joining us now, Ann Clark, director of the Community Chamber Orchestra in Clay Center. Ann, welcome to AgriTalk.
Well, thank you very much.
Also with us is Jim Beck, vice president of Union State Bank, a photographer and a volunteer on the project. Jim, thank you for joining us.
You are welcome. Thank you.
And let me start with you. We mentioned the second year of this program. How did it get started?
Well, this is actually a spinoff of a project done back in the 2005 and 6 years in Columbus, Ohio, sponsored originally by Ohio State University. And their program had a committee, and we were able to find out about this through some articles in the, I think it was Land O'Lakes Cooperative Partners magazine. And so I contacted Robert and June Bargar, and they have been advising me on our adaptation of their original project. And what this project does is it combines the arts of photography and music with agriculture and increasing the appreciation of agriculture. I can just say real briefly, it will benefit two different groups of people, and it can really be done in any rural setting. Just about any county in the country could pull this off as we are doing it. It benefits people who are not familiar with agriculture, and it draws them in. It can be used as a arts tourism kind of a project in a community, or even stretching it a little bit as an agritourism event to draw in people to learn more about agriculture. But it also impacts another group of people, those of us that are out here doing agriculture every day, who sometimes just sort of take it for granted and don't stop to reflect on the beauty and the significance of what we are doing. Yeah. And that is what the arts part brings forth in the people who are attending the concert and putting together the photographs and the music. It's bringing their appreciation out of their lifestyle as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. Things we see every day, we do tend to take for granted. So you count on local volunteers to take photographs of rural life. And Jim, you're one of those photographers and volunteers. How do you decide what to take a picture of?
That's a really good question. I have kind of forced myself to be thinking about the beauty around us. What your statement just a minute ago was very accurate. You see it all the time. You don't think much about it. And I hopefully find some good lighting as well. But I've been actually driving some of the back roads and making observations and trying to find something that would be a good photograph. Recently, well, been the last couple of years, I took some recycling out to our county dump, and as I turned the corner into the dump, I looked across the road, and there were some large bales, wheat bales, in the field, and I go, that's interesting, and I went home, got my camera, and took some pictures, and one of them's hanging on my wall in my office now. Our bank is very involved in the arts in general, and we have displays when we can, and a couple of years ago, I pitched an idea to management about displaying pictures of Clay County here in the bank lobby, and they liked the idea, and so we have that now, and we've got three or four photographers work hanging in the lobby all the time.
You know, much like we find on our hometown tour when we're traveling across the country and highlighting these communities, there are just so many good stories and beautiful scenes to share with people, and even not only people from outside those communities, but those that live right there. And a lot of times we'll be talking about something going on in a community or describing something, and people that live there will say, I didn't know that was going on. So it's a chance to even educate your own citizens, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. We all of us have that. One thing, it's right in front of you, so you don't notice it. The other thing is, you think it's a small town, everybody knows everything about what's going on, and yet we don't, and we tend to ignore, apparently, advertising and things at times. Oh, I didn't know that happened. I wish I'd have gone to that.
Yeah, I guess we know about the bad things or the things we're unhappy about. A lot of times we overlook the positive things, so it's good to bring those out. Now, Ann, tell me how you decide on how do you put the music with the pictures and put all that together.
That's a very good question, and it really can be, how I do it is works here, but can be changed and adapted to any community's resources available at the time. We use a lot of our local media to put out the word that we wanted digital pictures contributed. The original project used real high-quality slides, and they had access to a professional symphony orchestra in Ohio, the Springfield Symphony, with a humongous concert hall with wonderful high-tech facilities. Well, we don't have that, so we are using PowerPoints created by Jim, who's a technician and does that as a volunteer for his church, and also we are using community musicians in a community orchestra who work for mainly volunteer and get a small stipend for playing in the concert. And we did a lot of fundraising, asking for contributions. Part of what I did as the music director is sort of look through the photographs, see if there are some general themes where they can be grouped in sections, and then being familiar with music that we purchased, sheet music, which was playable by our musicians, and also appealing to our kind of audiences out in this region. So I selected things from, for instance, the movie The Wizard of Oz in our first year concert, a lot of swing tunes from American heritage, ones like Irving Berlin or Jerome Kern, composers like that have made famous old tunes. Then we have some fiddle songs like the Arkansas Traveler, which of course has Kansas in the name, hidden, and some folk songs from other countries that the pioneers who came here would have known and their descendants are familiar with. And also we used some style collections which have American types of music in them, like soft shoe, hoedown, ragtime, and that's sort of where I began, was sheet music that we can play that would appeal to our type of audiences in our own community, and then looking through the hundreds and hundreds of pictures that people have donated to us for this program and group them, and then Jim's work starts, which is creating the PowerPoints and making the timings come out correctly so that we work through the pictures and the span of time for each of the songs. So you do need to have someone who's got good technical skills with computers for that end of it.
Now this is coming up Saturday, May 2nd at the Clay Center Rex Theater. That's your local movie theater, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. And
This could also be given in a facility. It doesn't have to be a movie theater, but any facility that has a large screen available and a projector that can project computer PowerPoints. So it could be in a church that maybe has a screen that they put up the words for the hymns on. It could be done at a school, in a school system that has a stage area or a place where they do teacher in-services. It's really not requiring you to have a large community stage or orchestra facility as the first project had. It can be adapted really easily to other buildings.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
You might mention the theater and the fact that it is a much older one, and we're working at getting it renovated and has excellent acoustics and things like that. That's the reason we want to do it there in this case.
Yes, this theater is real unique, built in 1920. Was one of the earliest vaudeville stages between, I think, St. Louis and Colorado. And, of course, it's in disrepair, but the way it was designed, it has amazing acoustics for small orchestra ensembles, and that is a very difficult thing to find in modern buildings. In many modern buildings, you can only use amplified microphones and so forth to get the sound to the public. We do not require any microphones in this little theater. It's just a little gem for acoustics. And there's a local family has just purchased it and is going to try to be doing more renovations. But it doesn't keep us from using it. We've actually made CDs in this theater and have them produced. One is about Kansas music of the Kansas pioneers, and another one was my own cello and piano classical recital of several years ago, and the acoustics are just really high quality naturally.
I know, as we've traveled around to a lot of rural communities, we usually check Main Street or the square, and a lot of times we'll see the old theater buildings. Some have been restored and are being used. Others, as you say, have fallen into disrepair. But they hold so much of the history of these communities. It's great to see them being used, and we hope others will do something like this. And again, that's what we wanted to not only promote your event coming up on Saturday, May 2nd, but get the idea out to other communities that they may want to do something like this. And I know you have a website. Where can people learn more about your project?
It's very easy. KansasMusic.net.
KansasMusic.net. And again, your event in Clay Center, Kansas, coming up on Saturday, May 2nd. Good luck. Have a good show, and we hope other communities will do something like this.
Yes, and people are welcome to contact both of us for information and suggestions if they would like to try to start a project of their own.
And we have some sample pictures up on our website and along with a link to your website, so people can come to our website and learn more about it as well. Good luck, Ann. Good luck, Jim. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for your interest.
Thank you.
All right. Ann Clark, Director of the Community Chamber Orchestra, Clay Center, Kansas, and Jim Beck, Vice President of Union State Bank, their photographer and volunteer for the project Agriculture and the Arts, something you might want to try for your community.